On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Big doings here as coming up at 3:40. We have Krusty's Corner at 4:40. We'll have Eric Nadel join you here for our Friday Texas Rangers conversation. And then coming up at 5:30, we'll have the Rangers pregame show. I'm going to take you right here to ESPN's Bill Barnwell. He has ranked the offensive weapons across the NFL. Is it fair where he put the Cowboys? Do you agree with what he said about the Bengals wide receiver duo? Those are amongst the questions I have for you going in after reviewing things. But he's just looking at wide receivers, tight ends, running backs. And, you know, to just flush out his criteria further, he is weighting more heavily to wide receiver. He does say injuries count. I appreciate that. Let's not pretend like injured players are just going to magically get healthy and start staying healthy. And he says the focus is on the top five playmakers. He puts the Cowboys at 7. Okay, and, you know, by itself, I got no problem with that. Seems like a reasonable spot. But then after reviewing the 6 teams ahead of him, I just thought, you know, that could get interesting. And I wonder, am I being a homer if I would rather have the Cowboys, like, top five weapons as opposed to Arizona, who he's got at number 6 with Trey McBride, Marvin Harrison, Jeremiah Love, and it was Michael Wilson emerging in year 3 last year. Mm-mm. After being a 2-time 500-yard receiver, he became a 1,000-yard receiver for them somehow.
That's crazy to me. I mean, look, okay. Marvin Harrison Jr. can be a good player, and he's had good moments. Specifically, the Cowboys game last year was a good one. But he's been underwhelming and honestly has not lived up to expectations. Trey McBride is very good. Jeremiah Love hasn't played it down in the league. I think you can make a case that CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens are both better than any of those players on Arizona.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Therefore, the Cowboys should be ahead of the Cardinals, in my opinion.
I mean, Jeremiah Love's the only one that's got a shot to be as good as CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens. And Trey McBride is a really good tight end.
Very good.
Right, but not as dangerous, and that's why the top of the tight end market is about half of the wide receiver market.
Amen.
You know, and I think Trey McBride and Brock Bowers and obviously George Kittle and, you know, some of these other guys are amazing. It is a tight end era, but a lot of that is for their ability to impact the run game and the pass game and, you know, be a weapon as well. So I disagree with that one. Interesting note, apparently Wilson hit 2.5 yards per route run with Harrison off the field and just 0.9 with him on. So they got to get that figured out. And they do have a better offensive mind taking over now. They're the head coach, Mike LaFleur, in his,
that's
his
true.
First season.
Maybe he can tap into that on potential that Marvin Harrison Jr.
Seems very hot takey to me.
You a little hot takey. Yeah,
I think so.
I think it's one of those things that, and I kind of admire what he's trying to do here. Kind of throw somebody ahead of the Cowboys, make him, you know, like, oh, really?
Yeah, this will get him talking.
Oh, yeah, this will get him, you know, but you got to throw somebody in there that has got somewhat of a legitimate offense, and I think Arizona does, but to say that they're better than Dallas's offense, I don't think you can go there at all, but he's being very hot takey right there.
I'm not convinced Jeremiah Love is going to be great in the NFL, but a lot of people are. I don't know if I'd be willing to put him over an accomplished player in Javonte Williams already. Like, a lot of things can go wrong as you try to make that next step up.
I would love to have him here.
Yeah,
I
would take him.
I'm interested to see if, in fact, how they use him in Arizona. That's sure. What I think that's where I'm at right
but
now.
But I don't look at Barnwell as a hot take guy. I think he's a guy kind of like Nate Tice that we talked about yesterday that does his best to accurately assess the situation.
I think I think in the June way of doing things before training camp, you're kind of looking like
looking for the spark.
Let's throw something out there. Let's just lob this grenade in the middle of the room and see what happens. And then, you know,
you get paid per click.
You get paid. All of a sudden, it's like, well, you see what that Barnwell guy said?
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, well, he might be right, but I think it's kind of hot takey.
And I like to say what I believe 100%, and, you know, but if you could put yourself in the shoes of a writer and the editor comes back and says, hey, really like what you did here, how about we create this clickbait thing? And
it's ESPN for you.
And if you hit these metrics, you're going to get a significant bonus. It's like, you know what?
I might put Arizona in it.
Yeah, you know what? I actually think I do believe Arizona's higher now that I think
about
it.
What you could do is
squint real hard.
You come up with an offense that people are. It's kind of like they'll fight you on, but they're like, oh, there's no way. So you're kind of creating it. Well, maybe, maybe.
Yeah.
But then in reality, it's like, you wouldn't take Arizona's offense over Dallas's offense right now.
No, and it's funny because the way he lays it out, where he's like, injuries count, wide receivers are weighted more heavily than running backs or tight ends.
Yeah.
Like,
what are we doing?
What are we actually talking about right here? Marvin Harrison Jr. has been an absolute disappointment to this point.
Yeah. Okay, number two, does this apply to them as well? The 49ers. They added Mike Evans, they added Christian Kirk, they have Ricky Pearsall. They have George Kittle and Christian McCaffrey. No doubt about it, they're better at tight end and running back. And significantly more so if Kittle is healthy than Arizona because of what Christian McCaffrey has already put together.
But also, injuries are a part of this. He laid it out on the front end. Injuries matter.
Well,
when you think about Kittle, Mike Evans, and Christian McCaffrey,
Christian Kirk.
You're getting quickly to they're banged up guys.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't think it's Homer to say the Cowboys should be at least five. The first two teams.
Yeah.
I'd much rather have the Cowboys collection than those guys. I mean, McCaffrey and Kittle are very close to the end of their careers.
Yes,
right?
For sure. Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Atlanta. Could the Cowboys move up to four in our updated Bill Barnwell media watchdog weapon power rankings? Drake London. Bijan Robinson. Drake London does belong in the conversation with Lamb and Pickens. Bijan, obviously, he's probably the number one running back in the league. Kyle Pitts, better than Jake Ferguson and Span Ford and Scooney.
Bijan,
put together.
Sure.
But they really need somebody to step up in the depth department. Jahan Dotson, Zachariah Branch, Zacchaeus, the other wide receivers. So I think they're very top heavy.
Yeah, and I don't think London's better than Lamb or Pickens, personally. And I think London's good. I'd rather have, like, if I'm drafting a team, I'm taking those are the Cowboys to over him. So, like, Bijan's the clear cut. This dude's better than anybody the Cowboys have. Yeah. But otherwise, yeah, I think you could say because of Pickens and Lamb, I'd take what Dallas has over Atlanta.
And impact wise, I think a lot of teams would definitely take CeeDee Lamb before they took Bijan Robinson, just because of what the wide receiver does. But yeah, I would rather have the Cowboys' weapons than Atlanta as well. Brian, Chief, where do you weigh in on this?
Yeah, I would too. I mean, Pickens and Lamb to me is better than Robinson and London, no question.
Man, I'll tell you what, that Robinson.
He does a lot as a receiver, which I do think we need to.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Factor in here.
Yeah,
but,
that's what I was kind of thinking.
And yes. But gosh.
I mean, let me just.
Javonte still had a very productive season.
Yeah.
So.
You'd rather have Pitts.
So where's the drop off, you know?
You'd rather have Pickens and Lamb than Pitts and London.
Yeah.
You'd rather have their running back.
I love this stat that I saw from NFL Researcher. The highest yards per attempt among quarterback receiver duos last year. Dak to Pickens was fourth in the league. Dak to Lamb was sixth in the league.
Mm.
Wow. Yards per attempt. Every time I throw a ball your way. On average, George Pickens, we're getting a first down because you're over 10 yards, and we're about to get a first down because Lamb is just over 9 yards.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to get Barnwell on and sort of ask him about this. Not hold his feet to his fire, because I'm sure he's got a good process and he would defend himself. But can you big football brains help me out with Barnwell's thinking here as we get to the Bengals at number three? He says, as you already know, the Bengals are the only team in the NFL that can credibly say it has two wide receiver one caliber talents anchoring the offense.
Wow.
I guess I'm just totally out to lunch on George Pickens. I don't understand what's going on here, but maybe this explains why the league's not willing to pay him or trade for him. Like, is this a thing outside of Dallas where George Pickens is looked at as a wide receiver number two?
I guess. There's so much Pittsburgh carryover coming in, and it's like last year never happened. It's like last year never happened. And even the Pittsburgh stuff is like he was having quarterbacks that were awful. He was playing with backup quarterbacks year in, year out, and he was still putting up respectable numbers. You get him with a legit quarterback, and all of a sudden, he's one of the most productive receivers in the NFL last year.
Okay, so here's the pushback on that thing with the Pickens that I would say for people that want to argue the wide receiver one. If you're a wide receiver one, it doesn't matter who your quarterback is. You're putting up the numbers. CD's done that, right? That's why I would go CD over George. CD's done it with Cooper Rush. He did it with Andy Dalton. It didn't matter.
I think there's wide receiver one, and then there's like top tier wide receiver one. There's a spectrum.
Okay.
I think he is in the category of wide receiver one, though he's not Justin Jefferson, yeah. Jamar Chase.
Because like him and Higgins, I think, are on the same level. You know, so for Barnwell to say this, like Chase has done it, Joe Flacco comes in, and all he's doing is throwing to Jamar Chase. Like Chase will do it, he's quarterback proof. T. Higgins, I'd have to look into more. I don't know if T. Higgins is quarterback proof. Clearly, GP isn't. I mean, GP put up solid numbers in Pittsburgh with subpar quarterback play, but to me, it wasn't the same as the upper echelon. So that's fair. If you want to say that there's a higher tier, and that's where like CD and Chase would be, and Jefferson would be, who's been quarterback proof, fair. But Pickens and Higgins, I mean, I think that's pretty close.
Pretty close comp. Yeah, if I'm Barnwell, I'm saying there's two teams in the league,
yeah.
You know? And if you want to say the Bengals are better, I'm not going to fight you too hard on it. Like, Chase Brown's a good running back, Yoshivas, Gesicki. Like, Higgins, I would probably still rather have the Cowboys' overall weapons because you get to add Flannoy. And I think, you know, Jake Ferguson has value. So if I was just picking which one of the two groups I'd rather have, I'd take the Cowboys. But I'm not going to think you've lost credibility for putting the Bengals there. But when you say they're the only team with two wide receiver ones, it's where I got to throw a flag on that, Brian. You got something to add to that wide receiver one combo?
Yeah, you know, I just find it really hard to believe that. To me, the Pickens and Lamb just – and even if they can figure out even more ways to get Pickens involved, and just how basic the routes and stuff. Just think if he had the same type of, I think they
usage
can, of usage is what Lamb or you know how they use him. I mean, that would be an unstoppable combination right now. I just feel like you got one guy that's kind of plays like a traditional X, mm-hmm. and the other guy is just this dynamic player that moves all the place. But if you got both those guys playing like how Lamb plays, there's no question you'd have the two of the best receivers. I don't care what Cincinnati's throwing out there.
Rams, Nacua, Devontae Adams, Kyren Williams, Blake Corum. I think Adams had like 13 touchdowns. He's not what he was.
Yeah. Still productive.
Yeah, maybe Terrence Ferguson can get unlocked down the field from the tight end spot. I know they threw a lot to him last year. Didn't complete a lot of balls to him, but they've invested heavily at tight end. Shoot, I think Cowboys are comparable to that. Would you rather have Nacua and Adams or Lamb and Pickens? Kyren Williams better than Javonte Williams, clearly?
Yes, I think Kyren is.
Yeah, I mean, Kyren Williams led the league
in really
success
good.
Rate last year. And he was top 10 in missed tackle rate last year.
Yeah,
I think by a hair I'd probably lean with this Rams group because I think Puka's might be – I'd have ranked higher than both CD and George, and then I'd put CD, George, and then Adams, but Kyren would clearly be ahead of Javonte. So I think by a hair the nod would go to the Rams.
I mean, I'm looking for, like, wide receivers who block their asses off to continue to get big bumps in how the world of football looks at them over the next 2 to 5 years. Because coaches on both sides of the ball are obsessed now with providing conflict. Are we running or are we passing?
Mm-hmm.
And on the defensive side, they're really trying their hardest to get guys that can play run defense while also covering to stop the big plays. I just don't know where the limitations of that idea is. Like, if you had 100 points to break up with your corners and you know, you have two categories, pass defense and run defense, how much is the pendulum starting to swing towards we need guys that can tackle, you know, to make sure we're stopping the run? And how much of it is it just like we need guys that can stop the big plays?
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting question. I think especially for your nickel player, you know, that guy has to be just as good at stopping the run as he is playing coverage. But then you also have, okay, so we're trying to limit the big plays, so everybody's throwing underneath, so now you're having to make tackles as a corner 5 yards from the line of scrimmage. Because now offenses are like, okay, I got to try and get as much yak as I can because you're putting the shell on me. I can't go explosive through the air for the most part. So now I'm trying to create ways to short catch, long run.
Yeah.
So defenders got to be able to tackle.
And if you want explosives out of your run game, your wide receivers getting downfield and taking a last opportunity tackler out of the mix, is that a safety? Is that a corner? I don't know. And it doesn't have to happen all the time, but if you're never trying to do it, we're not going to have those massive runs. You know, our runs are going to be capped 10 or 15 yards unless, you know, our runner is just so gifted at, you know, having that vision and that ability to make guys miss at the next level. The Lions, number one, obviously Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jamison Williams and Laporta and Gibbs. And I guess their fifth best is Isaac Tesla.
Yeah. And Tesla is a sneaky good player.
That guy at Arkansas, it was amazing, though.
Yeah.
Just such bad quarterback play. And all he did was make plays, downfield play, across the middle plays.
Yeah, his ball skills are incredible. Just throw it out to him.
Good. He is a freak athlete.
Yeah.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.